Great Northern Railway presents Empire Builder. Tonight's Empire Builders takes you off to Glacier National Park. Say, old-timer, I've got an idea.
Yeah, Ted?
Well, I was just thinking. You know all about Glacier National Park, don't you?
No, that's a pretty big playground, but I do know considerable about it.
I wish you could take a few of us out there next summer for a vacation in the park.
Say, Ted, I never thought of it. Say, that would be a right interest, you know. Take you all through the park. You know, off the beaten trails, you know, places where most people don't go or see. Hey, that's a great idea. I wonder how many of you'd like to go.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Well, I'd like to go, I'd say so.
Oh, that sounds thrilling.
Well, that seems to settle a lot, old-timer.
It sure does.
Say, I'll tell you what I'll do. Now, the Empire Builder Series ends June 22nd. Suppose we fix it. So we'll all be out there for the 4th of July.
And say, old-timer.
Well, then,
don't you suppose some of your radio friends would like to go along, too?
Say, scatter my chipmunks, that is a great idea, Ted. Let's ask them.
Go ahead.
Say, I wonder how many of you people who are listening to Empire Builders would like to. Say, excuse me, we're holding up the show. I'll have a better chance to talk to you all later. In the meantime, I'll be thinking of the places we go to.
I'm all set, Ted.
All set, old-timer.
Yeah. Well, let's go then, and I'll talk some more after we get through.
Old-timer, you old dear.
Well. So this is old Jim Montaigne's little girl that I met down in Los Angeles 3 years ago. Hey, you sure have grown up, son.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you, old-timer. And you don't look a day older than you used to.
Well, not many. So you come to Glacier Park to find a location for your next movie play, eh?
That's it.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better place. Say, how's your dad? Same old rascal, I reckon.
Well, same old daddy. And he thinks there's nobody in the world quite like you, old-timer. He thinks you're wonderful.
The Empire Builder leaving. And what a train.
Oh, it's a wonderful train. And everybody was so kind to me. I had a perfectly delightful trip up here, old-timer. Heavens, what gorgeous country. I'm in love with it already.
It sure is, miss. But say, this is just the outskirts here. Wait till we get into the thick of it.
That's just what I'm going to do, too. Take a guide and some horses and plunge right into it.
Say, just look at that view of the main range of the Rockies way off there.
Oh, I just adore them. Wild and formidable. Oh, and look how the sun glistens on them.
Yeah, beautiful, ain't it? You know, that's how the Indians happen to give them that picturesque name. They call them the Shining Mountains.
Oh, how lovely and appropriate.
And that's Divine Mountain over there.
Uh-huh.
And there's Old Bison off there. And Mount Henry. And Squaw Mountain. Grizzly. Summit.
I see them.
Yeah, and then there's the tip of Rising Wolf towering up from the Two Medicine Lake way off yonder.
Oh, yes.
You know, there ain't a thing in the world in the way of scenery you can't find here. It's sort of a moving picture all by itself, Belle.
Oh, old-timer, it's wonderful. Trails, rivers, canyons, mountain peaks, everything to make the locale of a splendid picture. Oh, just everything but the story. And after all, a movie does have to have a story, doesn't it?
Well, now, that's just what I was aiming to give you, a story.
Oh, good.
You see, miss, your coming here makes me think of another movie star who was up here a couple of years ago. A fella named Remington.
You don't mean Big Bill Remington.
Yes, Bill Remington.
Why, we've been friends for a long, long time. Oh, please, old-timer, tell me about it. I heard something about a romance he had up here in Montana.
No, I'll leave it to you whether the story would make a good movie or not. Sort of seems like there was plenty of action, romance, and suspense-like. Now, this is how it was. This Remington fellow was up here at Glacier Park to make a play called The Sheriff. Well, the picture was just about finished. And this good-looking young movie actor was sort of fed up on play acting. You know, him being an ex-cowboy himself, he craved some real life.
Uh-huh.
Well, he slipped away from his company the last day before leaving for Hollywood again. And, well, here's the car.
Oh,
well, better hop right in now, Belle. We've got about 50 miles to go, so we better get started.
Oh, I know I'm going to enjoy this.
Yeah, now, here we are. You comfy?
Oh, very.
Let me fix this blanket right over there.
All right.
What?
But now go on with the story, old-timer. I'm just dying to hear it.
Well, Bill was riding along a trail up there all by himself, a whistling, and all peaceful and happy.
Can't step some for gas, old horse.
There.
Now look, just take a squint at old Chief Mountain over there. This is the life, isn't it, old boy? Gee, I'd like to spend the rest of my days here. There's romance in those hills, fella. Real romance, what I mean. Gee, I look like a hero and act like one in pictures. But that's as far as it goes. When it comes to getting a few real, honest-to-goodness thrills out of life, well, I don't know. Gosh, hey, whoa. Steady, old boy. Say, that was a close one. Some fools shooting wild around here, I guess. No guns supposed to be allowed in the park. Lifted my steps and clean off. Well, say, will you look at that? Drilled a hole right through the peak. Gee, that sure was a close shave, old horse. Somebody's mistaken me for somebody else, or they certainly wouldn't be striking.
Pick up your board, you. And don't make an off move or I'll drill you.
Well, but see here, man. What are you
now
talking
keep
about?
Your face right where it is and don't look around.
Well, I suppose you will have your little joke.
Joke? You won't think it's a joke when I'm through with you. Now, just stand still there till I help myself to your guns.
Guns?
Sure. Guns. You don't think I'm going to let you keep on packing them, do you?
All right, now. Help yourself, hombre. I reckon you've got the drop on me.
Don't need no invitation. All you gotta do is follow instructions. Now, there.
Hey, see here. What's the idea, anyway?
Man!
Yes, Pa? What is it, Pa?
Get here and tie a handkerchief over this Jasper's eyes and rope his hands behind him. Quick.
All right, Pa.
Say, what's this all about?
Who are you, and what's the idea?
Keep your mouth shut. You'll find out plenty quick enough, and it won't make you no wires happier. There. Now that he's blindfolded and roped up, you bring the horses over here, Nan, and be quick about it.
Yes, Pa.
Now get aboard your horse, and no fooling, big fella. Now there, being as your hands are tied, I'll give you a boost in the saddle.
Say, see here, this is an outrage. What do you mean by a... jabbing that gun in my ribs, or I'll...
Do as I tell you, or I'll finish the job right here. On to your horse. Pronto.
All right. Well, let me tell you something, Mr.
Shut up and get moving.
Going to ride me all over the Northwest? Who are you two, and where are you taking me?
You'll find out soon enough, big fella. Meanwhile, keep your mouth shut.
I don't feel like going through with it. I'm afraid.
It ain't none of your funeral. Do as I tell you.
Well, you got him all right, didn't you, Pa? When we get through with this Jasper, I allow he'll wish he'd keep away from this neck of the woods, eh?
When we get through with him, Late, he won't be able to wish nothing.
He's a big cuss, ain't he? Did you have any trouble getting him, Pap?
Dead easy, Ed. Me and Len left the horses up the trail a bit and was laying for him. I took a pot shot at him and lifted his hat off, knowing he'd like from his horse to get it. And then, as he was getting back on, I got the drop on him from behind. And the rest was easy.
I wish me and Leif had been along. I reckon he was some surprised, eh, Pa?
He sure was, son. Come on, get off your horse there, big fella. Drag him off, boys. Come on, get him off there. There, that's it. Now take the rag off his face, man, and untie him.
Yes, Pa. I'm gonna kill you, Mister.
Where are we gonna put him, Pa? Well, what's the matter with the tool shed here?
I don't know who you fellas are, but I just...
You know well enough what it is, you darn sneak. You're the young jackanapes they sent up here to round up the Peters gang, meaning us.
Round up the Peters gang?
Yes, the Peters gang.
You've got the best of me, sir. I haven't the remotest idea what you're talking about.
Oh, you haven't, eh? Well, I'm the boss of the Peters gang, and it's me that's going to take care of old Jeff Oglesby's successor.
See, I don't get you at all. Who, if you don't mind explaining, is old Jeff Oglesby?
He ain't. He was. You can't bluff me, young fella. You know as well as I do that old Jeff Oglesby's dead.
I never heard of him in my life. Say, who do you think I am? You've got me mixed up with somebody else.
Our boss. I reckon you never hear to me either. Next, you'll be denying you're the new sheriff of this here county.
Sheriff of this county? What say, that's a good one. Sheriff of...
Sure. You ain't wearing a star as big as a pie plate, and you wasn't packing artillery, was you? I reckon you're just a tourist out here for your health, maybe. Well, it ain't going to be none too healthy, young fella. When you aim to go up again the Peters gang and fetch him in, you was biting off a right smart big chew. Old Jeff Oglesby couldn't do it, and he was sheriff for 10 years.
But you've made a mistake, Mr. Peters.
Yeah.
I'm not a real sheriff. I'm just an actor. Remington's my name. William Remington of the Apex Motion Picture Company of Los Angeles. Our company has been making a Western picture down in the Two Medicine Valley. And you've probably heard of it.
Oh, you can't fool me. You're the young smart aleck of a sheriff that has been dragging out how he'd get the boys. Well, old Jeff Oglesby tried it, and he's dead. Now you're a-trying it. Come on, boys. We'll take care of this just for later. And don't try to get away, Mr. Sheriff. Ain't a chance of getting out of this tool shed. But if you do, well, you done had a sample of my shooting ability. Come on, then. Come on, boys. Come on in this way.
What's this now? Somebody coming to see me, eh? I don't mind the looks of this jailer. Well, young lady?
Well, I thought you might be hungry, Mr. Sheriff. Here's some coffee and sandwiches.
You guessed right, little lady. Thank you a lot.
You know, Pa and the boys don't believe you're a movie actor, but you do look something like one.
Well, I reckon I bear some of the earmarks. Your father thinks I'm a sheriff who came up here to arrest him for something or other.
Yes.
But he's dead at all. If he'll take the trouble to go down and ask some of my company, they'll quickly convince him of his mistake.
I almost believe you.
Uh-huh. A jury almost believed the man was innocent on a number of occasions, but that little almost hanged him.
Well, the movie company at work down in the valley. That is, I saw them from a distance.
Well, then you've certainly seen me.
Well, I might have seen you, but I was interested mostly in the girl with the red hair.
Oh, you mean my leading lady?
Yes. Oh, she's kind of pretty, but she can't ride a horse even a little bit. And in that scene where she was chased by a steer and somebody came to her rescue, why, she acted just absurd. More like a person dodging a streetcar.
Well, the fellow who bulldogged the steer to save the lady was me. Don't you remember?
Well, yes, I. But maybe it was you. At least he looked something like you.
Well, I did it all right. The darn steer came there finishing me, too. So you lived in the city, eh?
Oh, yes. Before Mother died, I went to school in Hollywood. And the last time I was in Los Angeles, I took lessons in a dramatic school. They told me I have a little talent. I know I always did want to act, and I felt if I only had a chance for that. Oh, don't laugh. It's the old story, of course, but
I'm not laughing at you. I was thinking of the days when I was experiencing the same disappointment. It wasn't so long ago as that.
I tried every possible way to get into the movies, and I've stood in line for hours only to hear the casting director say, "Nothing today," and slam the window down. Oh, I tried every way I could think of, but I couldn't seem to break in. So I finally came back here. And then a week or so after I came back, Mother died.
Yes, I know exactly what it is. It's a heartbreaking proposition. I've been up against every angle of it myself, and I know. Why, a few years ago,
are you going to stay in here all day chinning with the sheriff, fella? Yeah.
You mind your own business, Lake Peters.
Get out, I tell you. You won't, eh?
No, I won't. Not until I get pretty ready, Lace.
Stubborn, eh? Well, I'll put you out, you impotent...
Oh, let go of me, you idiot! Oh, you're hurting me!
Here, you bully!
Oh. There, you
get out of this!
Come here, take this, will you?
Come on, there.
Look at me!
I'll take care of Miss Mann, I'll take care of
her. He's doing something, look out!
Yes, yes!
Oh, Lace, stop, oh, they'll
kill you! I'll fix him, I'll fix him!
Oh, Ed, make him stop!
I'll fix him, Lace, ain't no match for the big cat bird!
Stop, you goof!
Here, now for you. Come over here, will you? There, how do you like that? Oh. Well, they sure gave me a stab, but I guess that'll hold him for a while. Out cold, eh? Boy, oh boy, this would have made a great, great scene for a picture somewhere.
Don't touch, Sheriff, or I'll drill a hole in your back with a tear gun. Didn't figure on me getting the drop on you, eh? So you knocked both boys out and...
Oh, kill him, Pop. Drill him. He'll dang nigh finish me and Ed. Shoot him.
Nope. I ain't gonna kill him now. I got a better plan. Get that rope over there, Leaf, and tie him up. Come alive though, Ed. Now, you two boys tie him up with a rope and...
Hey, well, it looks like you dirty skunks hold the winning hand. But if you're going to kill me, why don't you have it over with, you dirty cowards?
Hands up, all three of you, and be quick about it.
Ma'am.
If I fire, it'll be to kill.
Work.
Get their guns, Mr. Dunnington. There, that's it.
You mean you're on my side, Miss Ma'am? You're fighting for me?
Yes. Take that rope and tie them. And tie them so there won't be any possibility of their getting away.
Oh, no, ma'am. You... Well, you wouldn't hand me and the boys a deal like this.
No, you murderers. I'll kill the first one of you that makes a move.
Well, you'll pay for this, you ungrateful hussy.
That was the rule I said. I'll do the talking now. Mr. Remington, that man there, Pa, you heard me call him, is my stepfather. The other two are his sons, my stepbrothers. The three of them have compelled me to live here with them since my mother's death by threats and bullying.
Why, they're thieves, outlaws, murderers.
That's a lie. They never can prove it.
Oh, yes, they can. I saw you kill Sheriff Oglesby, and there are other things I'm going to tell. Oh, Mr. Remington, I'd be so happy to get away from all this. Just anywhere would seem like heaven after what I've gone through here.
But you'll have no home at all now.
Oh, anything but this. This has never been a home.
Man, I'd rather think the movies overlooked a real bet when they didn't give you a chance. Would you accept a position with me, Miss Nance?
With you? You mean to act in the movies?
Yes. You have talent, all right, and plenty of depth of it. You can ride a horse, shoot straight, and you certainly are fearless, and naughty girl, you sure are beautiful. And I'd be mighty proud to have you in my company, Miss Nance.
Why, oh, Mr. Remington, do you mean it? Do you really mean it?
I sure do. I mean it with all my heart.
Oh, then dreams do come true. Oh, Mr. Remington, and someday
You'll go to the top of the ladder. You'll win out big. And as for you three skunks, I'm going to send the real sheriff up here to get you. We'll lock you in here, but if you should escape, I've got 40 dead-shot cowboys in my company, and they'll turn Glacier Park inside out to get you. Come on, Miss Nance.
All right, Mr. Remington. We'll take their horses. They're right outside.
Well, they're gone, thank the Lord. It was sure some tough job, but it worked.
Yep, it worked all right, Paul. Oh, my face.
Well, anyhow, boys, man got what he's been hankering after. And the fellow thinks he's a hero. And I'll be damned if he isn't. You know, they wouldn't give her a chance down in Hollywood. And I reckon, man, ain't none to blame for making her own opportunity. She sure did play her part to perfection.
I sure would like to see the sheriff's face when that actor fella reports to him. Saying as how we kidnapped him. And are a desperate gang of criminals.
Yeah.
The sheriff will have to do some right clever acting himself. Then.
We'll just leave it to him. I reckon man rehearsed him enough, so he'll make his part convincing, too.
Yep, I reckon so. I sure would like to see that actor fella when Nan tells him how she staged the whole show to give him a sample of her acting. She sure did make it convincing.
Yep. Well, from the looks of you two fellas, the actor fella did some convincing work on his own account.
Yeah.
Boy, you look like you'd been fighting a wildcat.
Hey, how the hell are we going to get loose?
Say, don't look at me. I didn't do it. I can't get myself untied.
Well, she sure got me tied up, too. A heck of a fix we're in.
Yeah, we're in a nice mess, we are.
This looks like something Nan forgot to figure on.
Well, doggone it.
Tonight, Miss Nan will be in Portland and route back to Hollywood. Gee, I'm sure going to miss Glacier Park, though. I love it out here. But we'll come back again soon to make another picture. Someday.
Yes?
Someday, I'm going to buy a place up here. But it would be kind of lonely living on it. All alone, Nan.
Maybe you won't be alone, Mr. Remington. You can't tell what time will bring. And you know, you might even be married by the time you move up here.
And that's the story of Nan Monroe, Bill Remington's famous leading lady.
Old-timer, that will make a gorgeous story. And I'll tell you something else. I'm sure Nan has never told Bill the true story. I know she hasn't. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
No shenanigans, young lady.
No, listen. I'm going to make this picture, say nothing at all to Bill about it. Then when it's previewed in Hollywood,
I'm going to invite Bill and Nan to the first showing. Won't they be surprised?
Well, they certainly ought to be. Say, what do you think of inviting me down there, too? You know, I think I ought to have a chance at the finish, seeing as I helped Nan and Paul and her brothers plan the whole thing.
Uh-huh, old-timer. I knew you had something to do with it. You just bet you can come down. Oh, are we here already?
Sure are. This is Many Glaciers Hotel, Belle. And I hope you find romance here, the same as Remington did.
And now, I'm going to ask Oldtimer to tell us more about his plan for a Glacier National Park vacation. We're all excited about it. Where's Oldtimer? Where is he, Miss Houston?
He's sitting over there writing things down on the back of an envelope. Oldtimer?
Excuse me. I was so busy figuring, you know, figuring places for us to visit that I kind of got lost. You want me to tell the folks now about our Glacier Park vacation, Ted?
Hey, Oldtimer, we're just bursting to hear about it. And I know our friends of the radio audience feel the same way as I do. Go on.
Well, I'm kind of excited myself now. Now, I figured we'd arrive at the Glacier Park Hotel on the Empire Builder at 12:15 noon the first day and have lunch there. Then that afternoon, we'll start right out seeing the park. Take an automobile ride over to Two Medicine Lake, where we'll see the Two Medicine Chalets. You know, the ones that was reserved for President Hoover last year, before he had to give up his vacation. Then we'll take a launch ride on the lake and hike up to see Trick Falls and Twin Falls. Then we'll come back to the Glacier Park Hotel, have dinner. Then we'll all go over to Mike's place. See, that's a real old-time Montana dance hall. We'll dance. Then we'll have a lunch along toward midnight. And then back to the hotel. The next morning, we'll go up to Many Glaciers Hotel on Swift Current Lake. Now, that's right in the heart of the park. 55 miles of automobile riding.
What? Aren't we going to get any horseback riding, old-timer?
We sure are, Bernadine. Why, there'll be horseback trips to Grinnell Lake, to Josephine Lake, to Crossley Lake Dude Ranch, to Goathurst Camp, to Sperry Chalets, and 4 dozen other places.
Oh, good.
Then there'll be automobile trips, hiking trips, and big campfires at night way up in the mountains. Dancing. Why, everything you young folks could ask for. Say, there's one thing. I'm afraid we're going to have to limit this party. About 40 is all we can take. And they'll all have to be active, healthy people, too. Because we're going places and see things.
How are our radio friends going to make reservations for this vacation of yours, old-timer?
Well, Ted, I think they better just write to me, care of the Great Northern Railway, here in Chicago. Yeah, that's the way. Now, if you want to go along, folks, drop a line to me, the old-timer, care Great Northern Railway, Chicago, Illinois. That'll reach me, and say, I'll try to show you the finest 10-day vacation you ever had in all your life.
The old-timer's vacation will start close to July 1st. You can get all information about reservations, a detailed itinerary, costs, and everything by writing to the old-timer, care of the Great Northern Railway, Chicago, Illinois, 113 South Clark Street.
Time's up, Ted.
All right, Mr. Bernard. Tonight's playlet again featured Harvey Hayes as the old-timer. Lucille Houston played Nan, Don Amici was Bill Remington, Bernadine Flynn was Belle Montaigne. This is Ted Pearson speaking. Empire Builders comes to you each Monday night at this time from the NBC studios in Chicago.
That musical note indicated exactly 10 o'clock Central Standard Time.